talk a little bit about the hockey thing. I have to say, this is an area where I don't think Governor Rell is showing good leadership.
Be here with me.
I find this song a little melancholy, don't you? I don't know if you know, I'm concerned already. We're not even 5 minutes into this thing yet, and I'm concerned. I think Bobby pointed out when he was in here a few minutes ago, you seem a little down today.
I don't really, here's the thing. I always seem a little down, and I usually kind of get happier while I'm doing this show. But, I mean, most of the rest of the time, I don't look particularly happy. And what's happened is there's kind of a Heisenberg effect going on here. It's like Bobby's the kind of person where, I mean, Bobby basically is a baby panda doing somersaults. You know, but if you walk in here and you're not a baby panda doing somersaults, he goes, you okay? You feel it? You sure? Are you okay?
I know that.
You feel a little down. Anything? And I mean, the truth is, I always look kind of miserable. So do you, as far as.
Well, no one ever disputed that.
So then I sort of think, well, what should I do? Should I, like, rearrange my features so I look happier just so he'll feel better?
No, but you do come in some days, and you really are genuinely happy, or at least you appear to be. You seem kind of
pumped up. One thing that might be affecting my mood, and it hasn't made me unhappy exactly, but one possible explanation for this is that I did just have lunch with tormented poet Emily Madison, so I may have picked up some of her existential torment.
Really?
Because it's like having lunch with one of those tormented poets. I mean, they're just constantly bursting into tears for no reason and telling you you'd never understand anyway why the snow pea is making them sad or something like that.
Yeah. Well, I just came from the doctor. Yeah. And
you have kind of a Lara Croft Tomb Raider fetishistic thing on your wrist.
Thank you. That's a splint is what that's called.
Yeah, but it's like this black thing with Velcro straps.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
But the doctor, Dr. McCarthy, took the hand and just pushed it back and see just how far it would go.
Yeah.
Well, that was fun.
Yeah.
I'm going to really look forward to this physical therapy stuff.
Is that Dr. Gitmo McCarthy? Is that Dr. McCarthy?
Well, no. Who does listen?
What are your ratings?
He does listen. He does listen to the show, however.
What are your afternoon drive ratings? How are you doing with females 18 to 54? I push harder.
Yeah. Well, I think you have him confused with...
Oh, no, actually, yeah, that's with people from Infinity.
Yeah.
Right? I have lots of... You know, this show probably won't go well, because the shows that don't go well are the ones where I feel really prepared. I have all this interesting stuff.
Well, you're
stuff
always
to talk about.
Prepared, first of all.
But I feel like I have all this interesting stuff. But for example, one of my favorite stories is the latest development in Ukraine's political drama. Now, listen to this. This is the kind of thing that I would have expected maybe Lou DeLuca to be able to do, but not a Ukrainian politician. Yuri Kravchenko, the former interior minister, reportedly committed suicide by shooting himself twice in the head.
That's not the kind of thing you want to be laughing about, but it's pretty funny.
Yeah. So it's kind of like the first time he shot himself in the head, he probably like turned to the people around him and say, you know, you're going to think I'm crazy, but I don't freaking feel anything.
Shot himself. Twice in the head.
It's what makes people a little suspicious about this one. There's some question about whether this really is a suicide. Many Ukrainians don't believe the shots were self-inflicted. Maybe somebody shot him once, and then he was so depressed about it that he killed himself.
He wasn't traveling with an Italian journalist by any chance, was he?
Okay. Many Ukrainians don't believe the shots were self-inflicted. Kravchenko was to testify in an inquiry into the 2000 murder of journalist Gregory Gongadze. I probably didn't say that right. Many believed he would have implicated his then-boss, former President Leonid Kuchma. Before God, before the people, I have a clear conscience, Kuchma said, as regards the two-shot suicide. It would be depressing to try to shoot yourself in the head and miss.
Yeah.
Just
the other night, I was talking to a Ukrainian Pizza Hut waitress.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Mm. And she was telling me she's flying back to Ukraine this summer.
I didn't even know there were Ukrainian Pizza Hut.
There is. There is one that I know of.
So you can get, like, a calzone Kiev?
I'll ask her next time I go in there.
And then, we have lots of things to talk about today. And it is true that Bono's name has served as a possible head of the World Bank, which...
Okay.
But, I mean, it sort of makes you think with the rock stars. I mean, maybe Eminem should take over the FCC. And we have some guests coming up. Christine Larson is going to join us. She's written this very interesting article, a very amusing article in Washington Monthly about superheroines, and the mistakes they make, and why some superheroines are really popular, like Charlie's Angels or Lara Croft or something like that, and some aren't, like Elektra and Catwoman, stuff like that. And that even sort of raises the question, if you're a man, whom would you like to be rescued by? Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Wonder Woman, Catwoman, Xena the Warrior Princess, Lara Croft, Charlie's Angels, Sydney Bristow from Alien, Susan Bicewicz.
Who's
some other superheroes?
Denise
DiCenzo would be another one.
Right. Exactly.
So who would you like to be rescued by? Or if you're a woman, who do you fantasize about being? You know, once again,
you're going to throw that out.
Would it be Buffy, Wonder Woman, Catwoman, Xena? You may want to listen to Christine Larson's interview with us first. I don't know.
Who's the astronomer, the physic?
Les Longacre.
No. At Central.
Christine Larson. I'll tell you.
Okay.
Christine Larson.
All right. Okay. Yeah, that's why when you said that, I thought, great. We're gonna talk some
common names. But she's very They're both terrific guests. All these Christine Larsons are. So yeah, if you're a woman, would you fantasize about being Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Wonder Woman, Catwoman, Xena, Lara Croft, Charlie's Angels, one of the Charlie's Angels?
If you're a woman?
It couldn't be all three of them, I guess. Or a man. Sometimes I fantasize about being Xena, Warrior, Princess.
Being them?
Yeah, being
them. Oh, okay.
If you're a man, who would you want to be rescued by? If you're a woman, who would you like to be?
And you're going to put that on the radio.
Or the woman from the Alias, or Susan Bicewicz, or Ann Nyberg, various superheroes like that. So, anyway, we're going to talk to her.
Ann Nyberg doesn't strike me as a superhero.
Then something that has kind of intrigued me, there was an article in the New York Times about toilets, about bathrooms in big public institutions, and about the whole issue of people who are transsexual or transgendered or making the sort of journey towards sexual reassignment, and like which bathrooms do they use, and are people comfortable with them, or maybe we should all just be in one bathroom, like the one on Allie McBeal, or... So we're going to have an expert to talk about that. His name is Chris Daly, but she's not the Chris Daly from UConn.
See how confusing this can get?
We have two Christine Larsons, we have two Chris Daly's, and on and on. And then we may also have, I think if we have him on, we should find a sound effect to go with this. But, you know, birds fly into buildings all the time,
mm-hmm.
and they're trying to design buildings that are more bird-friendly that birds won't fly into all the time. And there's a big conference on this in Chicago this week, coming up later this week, about bird-friendly buildings. We're going to have ornithologist Daniel Clem Jr. From Muhlenberg College, I'm thinking. I think that may be where he's from, in Pennsylvania. He'll be joining us.
To talk about birds flying into buildings.
He's an expert.
Is that today?
He's an expert on why birds fly
into buildings.
And how to make them not do that.
Hmm.
Or how to make the buildings so that birds don't fly into them.
Right.
So that's our show today. Maybe not the most hard-hitting show. I mean,
well, that's not all.
We could be doing stuff about Syria.
That's not all.
What else?
Because we have the contest is back.
Oh, yeah.
Are we even supposed to mention this?
That the contest is back?
Yeah, but you have to listen at a particular time, or how does that work?
Well, I don't know. You're the format guy. I never know what's happening.
We're giving away, what are we giving away this time?
About a half a ton of pig iron, I believe, is the big prize.
No, this is a pair of airline tickets, and you qualify for up to $12,000 of vinyl siding.
Yeah. I mean, it just sounds like a prize that, like, you know, the Sopranos might be boosting off a truck or something like that, you know?
What, the siding?
Yeah.
Hey, I got $20,000 worth of siding here. I got to move it to New Jersey tonight. Can you help me out?
This is from Peter L. Brown.
Oh, from Peter L. Brown. Yeah. Well, they're great people. But you just usually don't give away, like, huge, vast quantities of siding.
No, but, I mean, it would take that much, I think, to do a house.
Yeah, you're going to side somebody's house. I think that's what we should say.
We'll do your house?
Well, we won't.
Well, no, we won't, but, I mean...
Enough siding. I don't know what we should say. Who are we to know? I don't go to the meeting.
That's why we're... What meeting?
20, I don't know. But it's a lot of... We got a lot of money's worth of siding. How much money worth of siding?
$12,000.
$12,000.
It says up to
$12,000 of the siding.
NAPCO vinyl siding. That's what it says.
Okay. Well, that's excellent. That's a great price. But you can't, win. Never mind.
No, you don't just call up and
do
win.
What we tell you.
Yeah, you have to do what we tell you. Mm-hmm. That's the way it ought to be anyway, all the time,
right.
Is to do always what we tell you.
There's also a website where there, I don't know whether I can talk about stuff that you don't know whether you can bring up or not, but I'm going to bring it up, and if it causes trouble with our friends down the road, so be it. There's a website, I guess it's called sportsbybrooks.com. Sports by Brooks.
Yep.
And he purports to be able to show photographic evidence indicating that on his last vacation, Dan Patrick had a facelift.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, he shows, like, before and after photos and stuff like that. Now, you never know about these things.
Is this something you made up?
No, I didn't make this up. And you never know about these photos because, obviously, you can take a photo of me on one day when I look like crap, you know, and then take a photo of me another day when I'm looking okay or the Perricone products are kicking in or whatever, and it might look like I had a facelift, too.
No.
So you don't really know, but it does. There is quite a marked difference in these in the photos that are on this website, anyway.
Let's take this call. Steve in Manchester. Steve?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I have a question to ask Colin.
Go ahead.
Colin, were you ever dropped on your head as an infant or, you know, young...